I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask all who want to affirm a yes answer to this. I'm going to ask you to raise your hands. But I want you to think about it seriously. How many of you want, 5 or 10 or 30 years from now, if God gives you that much time here on this earth, how many of you want to be a man or woman of God, sold out to Jesus Christ, a disciple of the King, empowered by the Holy Spirit, saturated in His Word, yielded to His will, empowered by His grace to the glory of God Almighty? How many of you want that? Raise your hand if that's what you want. Right, great. And most hands have gone up. I would suggest that there is some very bad news. And that is that many of us who raised our hands another 5, 10, 30 years from now will not be that person we say we want to become. God knows how many. I'm not projecting. I don't have any statistics on this. But I know from past experience and observation, there are a lot of sincere people who are not experiencing in the long term the kind of Christ-like character development and growth that will lead to endurance in the Christian life. What is keeping us from it? What? There is a huge gap between our wishes, our sincere intentions, and our actual follow-through. There is a difference between... Because I could ask the question, how many of you here would like... In fact, I will ask the question. How many of you here, 5 years from now, would like to be able to look back on the previous 5 years and say, you know, I ate right and I disciplined my body, I exercised regularly? Okay, I think most of our hands would go up again. Right. But is that going to happen? Well, see, there is a difference between green beans and cottage cheese on the one hand and Krispy Kremes and Dairy Queen blizzards on the other hand. And you say, yes, I'm very familiar with that difference. One tastes good, the other doesn't. But the point is, there is a cumulative effect on our lives, on our bodies, of eating one way, eating another way. Exercising, not exercising. Likewise in the Christian life. There are these things called spiritual disciplines. And it does make a difference whether you are opening the Word of God on a regular basis. It does make a difference as to whether you're watching Survivor or Lost or American Idol or whether you're reading the Word of God. I left 24 out of that illustration because I like 24. Now, and there is room in all of our lives for a moderate amount of entertainment, assuming that it's appropriate, which we shouldn't assume. We should analyze whether it's appropriate. But here's the deal. You could spend the rest of your life watching totally clean stuff. I mean, you could watch the History Channel, you could watch the most appropriate nature programs in the world, and you could waste the rest of your life. You could watch Leave It to Beaver forever, and you know what? That's different. Even if it doesn't specifically bring harm to your life, it's not the Word of God. It's not a great book. It's not a great audio tape. It's not a great conversation with your family about the Lord. It's not reaching out to your neighbors. It's not helping the needy. It's just not the same thing. And so we have to look at our lives and say, okay, we have this goal. We want to become this thing that we all raise our hands about. But what are we actually doing to become that? The cumulative choices we are making day after day after day.